I mentioned last week, and I didn't get any more details about this, but a guy named Marshall Ledbetter, who knew Jello Biafra and some of the people at AlternativeTentacles.com, passed away. He took his own life, and there's, I believe, a blurb about it at Alternative Tentacles, record label, AlternativeTentacles.com. There was a song about him on the Lard release, which was Jello Biafra and one or more guys from Ministry on their 70s Rock Must Die CD. And this goes out to the survivors and loved ones and anybody who knew Marshall Ledbetter. This is Ballad of Marshall Ledbetter.
Hey, on the sexy day, this boy, you just get shot.
Everything you got to see here. do. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible, you got no secrets.
Remember, when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out of the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all. And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. That's all there is." And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep..." I know what you must be saying to yourself. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is.
You just heard All or Nothing, HC, doing Your Integrity. Peggy Lee did Is That All There Is. Bob Dylan and the band did a live version of Like a Rolling Stone. That was from 1974, when they were still doing good recordings and live recordings from the Dylan front. Lard did Ballad of Marshall Leadbetter. And started off with War, Why Can't We Be Friends? This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com. And at the latter, you can hear the show relay broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays in the morning and evenings, and Sunday mornings as well, back-to-back with the Hour of Slack. Also broadcasted on two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. And tonight the theme is Peace and Healing, Part 2, an expansion of Part 1. Next week on The Reverend Is In, a birthday celebration for the Dark Lady. And her birthday party is in 1 week and in 2 weeks. And all comedy, comic relief, and humor music special entitled, What Would Scooby Do? And after that, things are kind of up in the air because of live guest schedules and traveling people and possible time off, myself, and summer uncertainty. But there will be shows to come. If I'm off a week or two, I'll just come back and keep on doing it. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And you can get the playlist, the show summary, all the links to anything mentioned or plugged or talked about. And let's see what else is coming up. the band you just heard, Are Nothing HC, and is playing in the background, is coming to Philadelphia in September, and hopefully that will be part of a very successful tour that will get their name out there even more than it already has been. Their singer, Renee Bryant, is also a columnist in Maximum Rock and Roll, and the label queen of On the Rag Records. And you can check all the stuff out at ontherag.net. The Reverend will be making a live appearance at the farewell performance of Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, who, if time permits, you will hear at the end of this show. And that will be in September in North Jersey. It'll be their farewell show and a CD release party as well of their label mates, David Rovix and friends. And details when that comes forward. Jennifer Hunter, still uncertain, but she's returning to the area and may be a live guest. That is uncertain. You can encourage that by contacting her. She's from jenniferhunterconsulting.com, online and telephone domination service, or you can call her at 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN, and be sure to say the Reverend sent you. But that is an uncertainty. Last week, Peace and Healing Part 1 was not repeat broadcasted at AN all last week because of technical difficulties. Hopefully that is cleared up and you will hear tonight's show repeated if you so are inclined. But there was a technical snag, and so they were repeating the rehab show for pedophile priests all of last week. Congratulations to Everlasting Godstopper, who made the front page of a New Jersey tabloid called the Courier Post that some people mistaken for a real newspaper. And it was actually pretty flattering, and there was a lot of contact information and quotes from the Godstopper, that media junkie. So that is one of the many items in the news. Big thank yous to everybody who gave feedback for part one of Peace and Healing, a show for the heartbroken, and there's really too much. I'm not going to respond to more than a couple of things, and just make one quick kind of comment, which was that I love the feedback, I like the questions, and I like writing back to people, and I got to say this, and it's with affection, but a lot of you are really nosy. It's new territory, and I'm glad it went over, and it'll be a theme in the future. That'll be one of the repeat themes every so often. No, I didn't really make stuff up. Maybe occasionally a name or something. I don't remember the show too well, but no, it's not made up stuff. Lots of people in my life are coming to an end. And yes, I really did do the embarrassing story from last week. And I want to talk a little bit more about irrational belief systems tonight. And thank you, haters. In addition to the feedback, which I love and thrive on, I have to say that it is, I won't say equally, but it is additionally and substantially rewarding and stimulating and reinforcing and affirming and all that, to get the kind of hate that also comes with doing a gig like this. So to haters and to goons and to people who really talk a lot of shit, like they could send you their Christian love in one breath and hate you and threaten you in the next. And that I'm no stranger to that, believe me. For all goons everywhere, thank you oh so kindly for the free entertainment and, of course, for the radio material. And that goes for everybody. Idiots, meddlers, the American Christian Taliban, and the like. Thank you for the entertainment and for the radio material and your Christian love. This is New Territory, and tonight I wanted to kind of expand the theme because, as Lord Jesus said, there's more than just heartbrokenness. People need healing because of survival issues, finances, the world condition, pretty much everything that sucks, which is a lot of stuff. So I'm going to take his idea and intend to just pass that on and deal with the mental state of being for one that needs a significant amount of healing, more than just a day-to-day or manageable amount of necessary healing. Lord Jesus was originally going to be a live guest on tonight's show, but had to cancel. It's not due to heartbrokenness, but he needs some healing himself. And so positive thoughts to him, and he'll be on again and provide music and do his Lord Jesus thing. Let's see. All right, I guess I'll go into the whole conversion thing. When you're at your lowest point, that is when these people kind of prey on you, these mystical, superstitious predators, if you will, who want to give you their Christian love or their mystical love or whatever it is. And when one is susceptible, even if it's for 5 minutes, and you want to entertain irrational beliefs or something that kind of defies science and education and research, it's your choice. It's your choice to believe anything you want. And even to indulge in weird trips like that for a while, if it gives you comfort. Going more extreme than that, there is no point and there's no healing in becoming your own opposite. You can see that in movements. When people go through a need for healing due to extreme activism or extreme giving, extreme volunteer work, or extreme professional work in the giving or services realm, to burn out or to go through a lot of stuff, and then to be in a state of mind where you're susceptible to actually not only converting, but becoming your own opposite and saying, oh, well, now I have to become this far-right person, another David Horowitz, or somebody equally insane, and become my own opposite just because I'm going through some weird trip that it's overwhelming to handle. It's not just that you're betraying your old trip or your old comrades or your old friends, but you are betraying yourself if you're remaking yourself into a total opposite and something that you, in essence, are not. So definitely not cool to betray yourself. Become your own opposite, or say, now I'm going to become one of Jerry Falwell's Taliban wannabe soldiers because my group hurt me, or I was banned, or I was hurt. And you can kind of see that with some people, and you can kind of understand the reason why. Some people who were into the adult entertainment industry felt like, with the taboos and the stigma and the weird-ass schizophrenic love-hate relationship that this weird American culture has with sexuality, they meet, they fall in love, they get married, and then they have to reconstruct their own past, Linda Lovelace being the most famous of this, and actually had to bullshit a whole story and write a book called Ordeal. Oh, but they drugged me and forced me into it, and I wasn't really this laughing person for 5 years who had a great career, and the latest rumored person to be doing that, and I really hope this isn't true, somebody I complimented a year ago for not doing that, for giving an interview in which she said, no, that was just my life at the time, that's what I was doing then, and now I'm into real movies and hanging with my husband and blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about Tracy Lords. And please tell me if you know whether or not this is true, but supposedly, even though she didn't become a born-again cultist, she supposedly is reconstructing her own past for the sake of a book. So, even though the motives are slightly more honorable than just trying to bullshit people, still, if that's true, I'm going to be most disillusioned with her, because I thought, here's somebody who's going to be real and stay real even after getting married and blah, blah, blah. So no need to become your own opposite or convert to irrational belief systems because you are having a hard time and need healing. If you do need something extraordinary and you don't want to go the professional route, get somebody nearby. Get somebody like occasional guest from out of town, Hippie John, or Lord Jesus, or somebody else, and really plunge into it until you're in a more manageable state of being. All right. Talked out already. I have less plugs and less promotional stuff, so I'm going to get into music more because I brought a ton. And new listeners, people the Reverend met at the Circle Jerks and GBH show, you can win great prizes by pieing the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. And please remember to boycott all of their re-releases on labels other than Alternative Tentacles. And the bands you are hearing, the bands who are friends with the Reverend, All or Nothing HC, Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, plus past live guests, and others who have mailed stuff in or given the Reverend goodies, have created this pot of gold of prizes for all contest winners, including people who prank anti-abortion protesters anywhere in the world. And when we do contests or when we ask people to prank or scam or do something, it is, to state the obvious, to advocate an activity that is harmless and doesn't hurt anybody. Pies are okay. Whipped cream is okay. Any kind of prank is okay that doesn't hurt anybody. But don't do anything really crazy, especially trying to win prizes on my show. So, pie the corporate scab to Kennedy's, or a more easy for anybody to do contest, prank your local anti-abortion people. Throw something harmless, give the bird, do something quote-unquote obscene, anything, just to make their lives a little more difficult as they exercise their determined efforts to become the American version of Al-Qaeda. And over 150 terrorist bombings later, over 12 or 15 sniper assassination shooting incidents later, 20 or 30 butyric acid attacks at clinics, and over 10 years of anthrax hoaxes, I would say they're doing a good job of becoming America's Al-Qaeda. Or maybe the other way around. Maybe Al-Qaeda is turning into the Army of God and missionaries to the preborn, etc. And actually, I think they came first, so they are the role models for Al-Qaeda. All right, enough on the contests. If you do a contest, also write and verify and have pictures or some kind of verification that you did it, and write to quail@sjcdc.org. All right, going to play a song I didn't play last week on the show that emphasized the heartbroken side of the need for peace and healing. It's from the pop genre of music from the 1960s. Although I think people who liked psychedelic and pretty much everything else couldn't help but fall in love with this song. And I thought, for people who are imagining that big reunion, that big reconciliation, that big peacemaking day with you or yours, or even with your old organization or circles of friends. This is a track by Leapy Lee entitled Little Arrows. Play.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me, or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. A little arrow's for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that get everybody every now and then. Some folks are run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape. You wanna face it and admit that you love those little arrows, but when they hurt a little bit, here they come pouring out of the blue.
I'm a human fly, and I don't know why I got 96 kids. places and 96 actors. I got a garbage brain driving me insane. And I don't like to ride, so push me inside. Baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't care, cause I'm a reborn maggot using dream world affairs. I'm a human fly. I feel a little wild. I say something. I ain't it to me. I'm a unzipped fly. And I don't know why. And I don't know why. But I say, rock tonight. I say, rock it right. I say, but I don't know why.
Thank you. time that's gone by. She's just a reflection of all the time I've been high. Girl with no eyes, who can she be? Girl with no eyes, she's looking at me. Beautiful girl, who does she see? Beautiful girl, she seems to be staring. Doesn't everybody know? Everybody know something like time. And doesn't everybody know? Everybody knows love is the right time. It's the right time for the right time.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
A Beautiful Day did Girl with No Eyes. Hold on. Hello? Yo. Is this Renee Bryant? Alright, I'm on the air, I'm talking. For Philly show. September 12th. Cool, cool. This is great news. Anything to say to the book burners? No, they can't hear you. No, you're not broadcasting. No. Let's see. We said that you're coming. We said that you're at ontherag.net, that you're touring, coming to Philadelphia, and going all over so people anywhere can see you. Is it just North America? Okay. And you're in the new Maximum Rock and Roll. I read that. That's pretty funny how you got rid of one of the guitar players. Yes. The book burners are voyeurs. They asked me a lot of personal questions after the first Peace and Healing show. And stuff for breakups and heartbreaks and what have you. So, yeah, they're very voyeuristic. So even if they weren't going through heartbrokenness, they love watching. So, you can get Renee Bryant's separation from one of her guitar players in the new Maximum Rock and Roll in her 5-minute interview column. Hey, anything else? Yes, yes, her exploits at strip clubs, and you were both, right? You not only worked one for a while, but you also were a customer. And you got a couch dance, or you call it something different out there. Yeah. Table dance. Right. Chair dance, that's right. Right. I think that's what W. Bush does when he's like being a corporate whore in front of like the Enron guys and WorldCom and all his corporate friends. He's wearing like flag, Fruit of the Loom, although he's kind of too drunk to work that big pole thing, but he's kind of like crawling around on all fours, and they're taking out money and tipping them, and they're playing God Bless America in the background, and he's kind of shaking his ass. Yeah. Did I give you mental imagery to get pleasant dreams with? Was that good mental imagery? Oh. Okay. Okay. All right, and look for the letters on the letters page. What a delight to talk to you, even though I'm kind of, well, I don't feel bad because they're voyeuristic and they got to hear half of it, know what the subjects were, and they got to have you in kind of gossip worthy of falling out with a guitar player and Renee Bryant in the strip club getting it. What's it called in the West Coast? A chair dance. All right. A pleasure. Okay. Anytime. Bye. Renee Bryant, for all you voyeurs. You got to hear us talking. And she is coming September 12th. Philadelphia area listeners, and they have a show booked, but she forgets where. And Hopeless Dregs of Humanity are also in the new Maximum Rock and Roll, so you really want that. They are MaximumRockandRoll.com, August issue, and it's in a lot of music stores also, and stores that have like more than just the standard corporate media bullshit selections of magazines. Okay. Well, we thank the goons and the hate mail people. So, let's move on. I made a tape for a friend this week and remembered how great it was. So I wanted to give a plug for a documentary about Amsterdam so that you can not only visualize healing, but you can visualize on a grander scale. You can visualize democracy and freedom. I don't mean bullshit. I don't mean illusions. and fake democracy and freedom. I don't mean the empty usage of those words, but an actual democracy and free society, which is, at least Holland, is as close as it gets on this nation, on this world at this time. And it's a great documentary from the mid-90s. And it's called Sex, Drugs, and Democracy. And it's not just a sexy title or an appealing title. The Reverend did an actual graduate school presentation on the subject because of the research, the statistics, the social policy analysis, etc. It's the only documentary in the world where you can do a research paper on it or show it at parties and still have everybody on the edges of their seats. Sex, Drugs, and Democracy online, it's at anarchytv.com/SDD. And happy birthday, Mick Jagger, who turned yesterday 60 years old. God, that guy makes me feel good. And lately I've been as fit as he is, so I'm more fit and not as ugly. Not much, but less than him. So, but age and looks don't matter if you're a rock star. Paul, speaking of age, the Reverend's friend Paul Krasner, 60s writer, publisher, Yiffy activist, former editor of The Realist, has a new book out entitled, what? Entitled Magic Mushrooms and Other Highs, From Toad Slime to Ecstasy. And it's available only from his website. And this is brand new. It's at Paul Krasner, Paul, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com. And it's going to be great because all of his books are. There is now organizing being done to put an end to, or at least to organize to put an end to, the Taliban clones that this staggering fucking idiot who illegally became the president is trying to appoint onto high courts. People more nuts than Ashcroft, if that's conceivable. And Ben from Ben and Jerry's organized a group called True Majority at truemajority.org. And there's a means for calls, emails, faxes to oppose all these Taliban clone judges, judge nominees, including Bill Pryor. And this is at truemajority.org. I found out that the Metallica thing was a rumor and not true. The rumor was that they were suing another band for alleged violation of their trademarked chords or trademark chord progression. But what was funny about the hoax was that it was so believable and so widely believed. So even though they're not on the total ban, or not ban, but total boycott and asshole list on this show, they are, we'll say, runners up to the asshole list because they have done so many fucked up things in the last couple of years that a hoax like that is totally believable. They've sued fans for downloads. They've just become the total opposite of what they once were, of what they were like before they turned into, I don't know what to call them now. They are also liars. For people who are so ready to sue and act like they're wronged, Metallica is a ripoff just for the Enter Sandman song alone, which is a bigger ripoff than My Sweet Lord. It's a bigger act of plagiarism than that or any other convicted plagiarized songs. Enter Sandman, and this is in Lord Jesus Has This magazine, Motor Booty, where the band they ripped off happened to be among the Metallica worshippers and didn't care. They were like, oh, it's so flattering that they ripped off our song or used our song, and so we don't care. We don't want to take any action. But Metallica, you are not original. In fact, a lot of your songs are plagiarism, and we're watching you. There is a great store, if you missed last week's show, in Collingswood, New Jersey, but you could check them out online at greenheartstore.com, which, despite the Collingswood business mafia, business Gestapo district, they dare to have ecologically friendly products, animal-friendly products, hemp products, and a whole lot more, and socially conscious books and different things. Greenheartstore.com. All right, getting talked out. Since we heard from people from Australia before, the MC5 film is now showing there. The film about 60s musical legends, the MC5, and I'm dying to see this film. MC5, A True Testimonial, is in Australia for their premiere showings. And you can check any of that out at futurenowfilms.com. Oh, I have to do this right away. The Bushwhackers. This is the funniest site I've seen in a long time. Join thebushwhackers.com, and you can even get a t-shirt. A great movie about anti-abortion terrorists, and this is from England, but they're showing it in America on the Arts and Entertainment Network, MI5. Oh, there's another animation from Eric Blumrich. This guy gets funnier with each new animation. This is worth it. Eric Blumrich. Eric, B-L-U-M-R-I-C-H. EricBlumrich.com, whose latest animation is about Bush and entitled Idiot Son of an Asshole. To see the Watergate documentary, check out PBS on Wednesday night. Jeb Magruder has admitted, after 30 years, that Nixon did, in fact, order the Watergate break-in. I don't even know what it's called, but got an email about it. Thank you, people who send me stuff. And I'll do the thank yous later. I want to see that, too, which means stay home on Wednesday. You can download music for free and legally in MP3 format at Protest Records, protest-records.com, according to the Pie Man. I haven't tested this yet. And we're going to play a song for peace and healing for all that is subjected to in this culture by the corporate entertainment industry, RIA, Recording Industry Association of America, and Clear Channel Radio Monopolists, Infinity Broadcasting, and all these other assholes. They're going to get a special musical tribute later. Right now, we're going to go back to that time period that the media loves to call the 60s. I'm going to play a song by an artist who, I don't even know whatever became of him, if he's alive or dead or what, but his stuff is available on CD. His name is Donovan, and this song is called Jennifer, Juniper.
Jennifer, Juniper, lives upon the hill. Jennifer, Juniper, sitting very still. Is she sleeping? I don't think so. Is she breathing? Yes, very low. What you do when Jennifer, my love? Jennifer, Juniper, rise the apple hill. Jennifer, Juniper, lilacs in her hair. Is she breathing? Yes, I think so. Is she pretty? Yes, ever so. What you do with Jennifer, my love? I'm thinking of what it would be like if she loved me. Now just lately, this happy song, it came along and I had to somehow try and tell you. Jennifer, Juniper, hair of golden flag. Jennifer, Juniper, long for watching back. Do you like her? Yes, I do, sir. Would you love her? Yes, I would, sir. What you doing, Jennifer, my love?
Jennifer, you love her.
Jennifer, Juniper, vive la colline. Jennifer, Juniper, assise très tranquille. Don't tell her je ne crois pas. Répétez-le, mais tout bas. Qu'est-ce que tu fais, j'ai mon amour.
Jennifer, Juniper.
Je n'ai pas du mal.
right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say I never felt this way. Don't have to worry, I only want to make you happy, and if you say hey go away I will, but I think better still I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me?
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
This is Reverend Bookburn, and tonight's theme is Peace and Healing Part 2. And I'm going to play a song for everybody affected by the corporate entertainment industry and those who are threatening to go after music collectors and traders and downloaders, etc. Of course, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and the two micro radio stations in Washington, one in Olympia, one in Seattle, and whoever else relay broadcasts this show, we do not, of course, condone anything illegal, but we do appreciate the creativity of some individuals and want to play them a song. This is an old anti-corporate record label song that came out in 1977, although it hit America in 1978, I'm pretty sure. This is by the Sex Pistols, and the track is EMI.
Bye.
shave up here. Oh, you judge a book just by the cover. Unless you cover just another. And like the collections in sign, a stupid bones is very light, like EMI.
Hello, this is CBS, the latest in propaganda, and the role modeled by Hitler's Goebbels, propaganda master of the fatherland security. And we interrupt this program because our beloved president wants to speak about the war on Iraq and provide more lies and war hysteria.
Thank you very much. This is the president, and I decided that the gangs of the United States and the mob, the organized criminals, do not go far enough with the exhibitions and public displays of their murdered victims. Therefore, we are going to provoke more world instability by exhibiting the photos of the sons of Saddam Hussein. Meanwhile, I'm going to drink some booze, eat some pretzels, and get a lap dance, or chair dance, as Renee Bryant would call it, from Condoleezza Rice. How looser can she get? Thank you very much. I saw a great, great, great book at a Greenheart store, which is really recommended. As you know, the Reverend loves cartoons, and this one is called Big Bad World, Cartoon Molotovs in the Face of Corporate Rule, by a cartoonist named Polyp. Interesting name. We should introduce Polyp to Colonoscopy Powell. And this is from New International Publishers, newint.org. I'm going to play a request by Radio Volta's own DJ Saya upon hearing that we were going to do the peace and healing theme. So DJ Saya of the reggae and Caribbean and international rhythmic music show called Global Exposures, although I think that name implies international flashing, but we'll debate that on another show. This is Saya's request by Prince from the soundtrack of Purple Rain, The Beautiful Ones.
Baby, baby. life, a vision in one's mind. The beautiful one, always smash the picture. Always, every time.
I'm seeing Our Lady of Guacamole. I hallucinate statues that cry blood. I hear voices. I receive divine commands. I receive orders. from our Lord to kill the infidels, the abortion doctors, the gays, and every kind of sex positive. I am delusional and seeing angels, and I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want a government grant so I can usurp the funds from legitimate and professional service agencies. I want to counsel you about your crisis pregnancy. I want to be your Christian supremacist social worker.
For more information about the George W. Numbnuts Bush Faith-Based Initiative and other church and state issues, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at au.org. au.org. You heard Midvale School for the Gifted doing The Artist, He Feels Pain, Part 1. And there in the background, if that's coming through, Prince did The Beautiful Ones. The Sex Pistols did EMI. David Cassidy did I Think I Love You. Black Flag did My War. And started off with Donovan doing Jennifer Juniper. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is Peace and Healing, Part 2. And I still have a whole lot of music, so I just want to do short stuff and not go into a big long tangent again. There is an opportunity for grants to conduct objective marijuana related research courtesy of the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org/grants for anyone who may be interested in doing research in that realm. And in the Gestapo modeled kind of kick down the door and shake everybody down department, the Baltimore Social Club Task Force is going into virtually every establishment that serves alcohol in large numbers, like a dozen or more, shaking down the patrons and demanding ID. And they did this at a senior dominated place, if you can believe that. I can. And anyway, there's an article about it. I'll send it to you by email if you want it. Baltimore Social Club Task Force. Write to me, quail@sjcdc.org, and I'll send it to you if you are interested in that in detail. From Heidi Helper, Hippie John's friend, there's a new study that says that masturbation is good for the prostate gland. A study in men discovered that masturbating 5 times a week increases, or rather reduces, the risk of prostate cancer by over 30%. So, if you want a happy prostate, do what Dickless Cheney can't and stroke your cruise missile for a healthy tomorrow. And I guess that's one good thing about all of the so-called abstinence groups, is that they're really fucking up their prostates. Or at least the followers. The leaders aren't. The leaders are spending their money on sex workers, chair dancers, and the like. This is too hilarious for words. And if you can't find it, I'll email you. Armageddon of Queer. Another response to the Supreme Court, a striking down of the sodomy law that affects all people of every orientation and lifestyle. EdwinDecker.com. The new issue of Heads Magazine featuring the interview with the great Circle Jerks. HeadsMagazine.com. It should be the August issue. Please support Bill Baird, recently arrested, of the Pro-Choice League at ProChoiceLeague.com, and send a few bucks. Emergency contraception information, otherwise known as ECP, BackupYourBirthControl.com. Talked out already, and I just started. To support the married couple charged with prostitution for their sexual techniques, workshops, and seminars in the fascist state of Missouri,
T.L. and Susie Wall, or to check out their video line, including an erotic version of Star Wars called Stop the Wars, which is rather hilarious now that I've seen it, now that they sent it to me. You can go to videoalt.com and check that out, and that is excellent. From Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com, Dr. Susie goes to the Holy Land, an erotic road to back to peace. Oh, this is great. Dr. Susie goes to the Holy Land, an erotic roadmap to peace. I can't imagine her in the Middle East, but I'm glad she went there. And I'm sure there was no fighting in the immediate area where she was, because I just can't imagine somebody wanting to fight or get into that whole trip with her around. All right, how much time do I have? All right, thank yous now before I play 7 seconds. 99 red balloons, and that's worth it. Thank you for tonight's show for assistance, inspiration, emails, cartoons, or anything, ideas, to Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Pastor Bader, Amy from the Inner Circle Jerks, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Hopeless Dregs of Humanity from EverReviledRecords.com, Radio Volta for enduring the looting and radio transmitter theft of Satan's sexual partner, Sister Bay, the Washington independent radio outlets that do the show in Olympia and Seattle, Greenheart, Christina Greenheart, Jessica Candy, Pie Man, Paul Krasner, Heidi Helper, Pro-Choice League, Jennifer Hunter, Ms. Terry of RadioLeft.com, Dr. Susan Block, Dark Lady, whose birthday show is next week, and Dallas Blanchard. All right, without further ado, let's play this song. I heard it not too long ago at Lord Jesus' house or somewhere and said, oh yeah, got to get into this again. This is 7 seconds from the Walk Together, Rock Together release. This is 99 Red Balloons.
You and I in a little toy shop buy a bag of balloons. With the money we've got, set them free at the price of gun. To one by one, they were gone. The stock has passed, but it's been a tough one. Blast the best thing, something's out there floating in the summer sky. 99, the red balloons go by. Yeah!
Thank you. It's all over and I'm standing pretty. In this south, it was a city. I can find a souvenir just to prove the war was here. And here is a red balloon. I think of you and let it go.
Okay, a new plug for people in the L.A., Corona, Norco area, from whence Renee Bryant and All or Nothing HC are from. It's information and action. ActionLA.org, which is worth it. Next week, the Dark Lady's birthday celebration. Write to me if you want. Quail, Quayle, at sjcdc.org. Going to play the band who is soon to be no more, Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, everreviledrecords.com. Their farewell show / David Rovick CD release party in September will be the Reverend's next live appearance. This is from their Revolutionary Rock Apocalypse CD. This track is entitled It's Time to Rock.
But the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poor. My generation witnesses brutality and horror. Every day we're wage slaves and we watch the time clock. The more we realize that it's time to rock.
Okay, I want to play a couple of tracks before we lose the listeners at AN. The other tracks the other outlets that stream the show may be getting a little overtime since nobody is here. but I want to play a couple songs from the second Plea for Peace compilation CD. This is Plea for Peace Take Action, Volume 2, from Sub City Records, subcity.net. And if we have time on each of these outlets, the first song is Ultimate Fake Book, When I'm With You, I'm Okay, and These letters are like a fraction of an inch. Moheen doing The Start of This May Be the End to Another. So here's Ultimate Fake Book. When I'm with you, I'm okay.
I'm married. I'm doing it myself. But, well, I have to confess, I guess I wouldn't have called if I didn't have something that's kind of weighing on me.
Seagull, would it find its way home?